Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 5, the verses 23 to 26. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. Dear friends, reflect with me on the theme, reconcile before you worship. In Matthew 5, 23 to 26, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches that if you bring an offering to God but remember you have an issue with someone, leave your gift and first reconcile with them. Only then should you come to worship. It is about the importance of resolving conflicts and maintaining relationships. Our relationships with others are intertwined with our relationship with God. Unresolved conflicts can hinder our worship and spiritual growth. God values reconciliation and peace. Dear friends, we should actively seek reconciliation with each other, understanding that it is not just about our feelings, but about honoring God. True worship involves more than rituals. It involves love and unity. Two questions for reflection. One, is there anyone in my life with whom I need to reconcile or seek forgiveness? Two, how can I make reconciliation a regular practice in my relationships, both with God and others? Gracious Father, help us to understand the importance of reconciliation in our walk with you. May we prioritize mending relationships, recognizing that unity is pleasing to you. Grant us the wisdom and humility to seek reconciliation as an act of worship. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.